Welcome back. Here with Dave Popowicz, you're listening to More Than Money. And to wrap this show up, we've got a terrific guest, Linda Krill, who's a consultant, motivational speaker, and she's also the author of Blind Curves. And Linda has gone on a personal journey herself that I think is very relevant to our listenership. And, you know, one of the things that Faisal and I find when talking to clients, talking to people who are going through this transition, is often we know what we're transitioning from, but we don't know what we're transitioning to. There's no plan in place. And I can tell you, we've seen time and time again, particularly professional people, and I'll pick on the doctors for just a minute because it's just a convenient example, but we get doctors who retire and they've defined themselves as doctors their whole life, and now they're not a doctor. And now what does that mean to them? How do you reinvent yourself? And so Blind Curves has been Linda's journey through this process herself. And Linda, we're very happy to have you join us today and share this journey.
I'm very glad to talk with you and your listeners today.
There was a quote that caught me that I think we can frame this conversation around, and it said something along the lines that we tend to create a bubble around ourselves that says, this is who I am. But when the unexpected occurs, or when you move into this transition and it's not planned for, that bubble suddenly bursts.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much information out there, and there's so many choices of how we spend our day and our life, that we start making preferences that this is who I am. I'm this person, I'm not that. I like these kind of things, I don't like that. But suddenly when we have to transition from one place in our life to the next, sometimes this bubble of, oh, I would never do that, I'm not that, I don't do that, ends up holding us back. And that's why I titled this book Blind Curves, is at some point in our life, when you try to do more of the same, we keep getting the wrong results.
Right.
So at some point, we have to head into what we don't know, the blind curve. And sometimes when we go into the blind curve, we may find a hijacked, you know, pickup truck or deer standing out there. But a lot of times around the back of the blind curve, we've expanded what we know in life. And
right.
Now we have more things to create from.
Well, and I think that's the important piece, right? And you went through a series of very dramatic personal changes when you were around 57. You can speak to those if you like to. So you were sort of thrust into this.
Right. My husband and I were both very healthy. We both had very good business careers, and suddenly he was diagnosed with mesothelioma cancer and died 11 months later.
Right.
And suddenly everything we had planned was gone. And I had been an expert at helping organizations manage change, and I tried all the techniques on my personal life. But what failed was, is when you sit there and brainstorm what I can do next, you're often only drawing from what you already know. And it took, for me, I finally, after 18 months of trying to do everything I knew how to do that was within my scope, I finally one day sarcastically threatened to learn to ride a motorcycle. I had never, ever wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And the next day when I talked with a friend, he said, we're going on a motorcycle trip and we need a woman. Come with us.
And it was a 2,500 mile. I mean, this was a pretty serious, this wasn't just around the block. Like, this was a serious
effort.
No, this
was a pretty serious thing. This was riding a full-size Harley with 50 pounds of luggage and going on a 25-mile road trip from Vancouver, Canada, down the coast of Washington, Oregon, Northern California, through the Redwoods, and back again. It was a 10-day trip. And I had never, ever ridden a motorcycle. I had been a bicyclist my whole time. I said I was a greenie. This was not who I was. And yet I said, Einstein has a quote that says, insanity is doing more of the same and expecting different results.
Right.
And I said, that's what I would have told a client that was stuck in their business. And
right.
I had told clients that. I said, when are you, as a consultant, going to apply this to your own life? So I went on a motorcycle trip, not because I thought it would solve problems, just because it would be something different.
Right. And that's an important piece. So let's talk about, you know, having gone through this personal journey yourself, having written about this, and, you know, the whole notion of the blind curves, what advice do you give to people that either voluntarily or involuntarily are now moving into this notion of retirement, and perhaps their definition of who they were or are is now changed, right? They're out of that profession. They're now doing something else. They've got to now take control of that second phase of their life and reinvent to some extent who they are and what they're doing.
I call it chaotic creation. You know, most of us are used to in our business careers knowing what the goal is, and we can sit there and plan it out in 6 month, 9 months, a year plan on how to get there. But when it comes to creating a future where you have no idea what it wants, I call it chaotic creation.
Right.
You have to go and open up doors that normally you would say aren't me. And when you open up some of those doors, you're going to say, oh my God, this is not me. But others are going to say, oh wow, I never thought I could enjoy X, Y, and Z activities. So to me, it is really almost like the blind dating that you have to start trying a variety of different things. And some of those things, when you do them, you're going to go, oh my God, this definitely isn't me. But so many times, we're going to find out that, oh my gosh, this is me.
What, tell us about some of those blind curves that you came around that you thought, oh, this maybe isn't me, but it turned out to be pretty cool.
Well, you know, when you're riding a motorcycle, everybody will tell you that there's a fear element. And for me, only being on a motorcycle for 30 days and going on this trip. So one of the big things for me was I've always been afraid of heights.
Right.
And here I am on a motorcycle driving from Washington to Oregon. There's a 2-mile bridge that goes way up into the clouds. And on a motorcycle, you see 360 degrees around you. You don't have a car hiding it. So I can look out to my right and I can see the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. Up to the left is the Columbia River. We were up so high that birds were flying below us. And I was on a metal graded bridge, and your tires on a motorcycle will shake on this. So I'm going into height, I'm unprotected, and I'm going, oh my gosh, can I do this? But I kept self-talking myself away across the river. And I'll tell you what happens. When we go into something we think we can't do and we've been afraid of that's held us back, when you reach the other side, I can't begin to tell you what the feeling of elation is. Joy doesn't come from pampering ourselves, sitting back, doing nothing. Joy comes, surprisingly, when we say, I've never been able to do that, and now suddenly you're doing it.
Well, I think that's the key point you just touched on. You got to stretch, right? So,
exactly.
And that's part of the problem. We see this, right? Especially when we get older, sometimes we get set in our ways, like you've said, and we get complacent in that. And in your definition of insanity, or Einstein's definition of insanity, is exactly right. So we need to shake some things up. You're no longer that person that you were. Well, you're the same person, but you're not defined anymore by what you do. You're defined by that job. You're defined by some of these other things that you're going to experience. And it takes some time. It's a bit of a process, isn't it?
I think that, and I think we also have to remember, a lot of us haven't been a student in a long time.
Right.
A student of something we were no good at. And yet, you know, when you start to try to cook a new, I could not cook salads. And I finally said, gee, the one thing I'm going to do is learn how to make great salads. Well, the first couple salads I made were a disaster. You know, and that's the same thing. There's a group here in Washington, D.C. that they're taking classes as adults that are 60 years old and older on how to ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
They said they've been embarrassed their whole life because they've never been able to ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
And as they learned to ride a bicycle, they wrote an article about this. People were just ecstatic, finally, something they thought they couldn't do in life. And to me, that's what this next step of retirement and moving into a new phase of our life as we get to be baby boomers and look for the next trip is, what else can we do that we haven't done before? Is there an artistic? It doesn't all have to be physical. You know, have you always wanted to be creative artistically? Buy a camera.
Yeah.
Learn something about it. But you're going to make a lot of bad photographs, and that's what overachievers aren't used to.
Right.
We have to get used to the fact that learning means making mistakes.
Linda, how do we get a hold of your book?
It's called Blind Curves. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It comes in both the e-books and on the softback. And I think people will enjoy the journey down the Pacific Northwest as well as the eyes of what is it like to do something you've never done before.
Beautiful. Let's wrap it up on that note. You're listening to News Talk 770 and More Than Money.